Well, Jack, let's talk about Detroit finances. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing's office presented the city council with a budget plan earlier this week. It's a plan that would get rid of 2,500 city jobs and try to cut some $250 million from the city's budget. This is a pretty austere budget. Give us the details.
Well, it's a pretty austere budget, Christina, but it's required by the consent agreement. It has across-the-board cuts. Everything from police to other services are cut. The city airport is being transferred to an authority, which presumably will sell it off. And there's the beginnings of movings toward doing things like privatizing the lighting department. But it's not clear that this budget still gets the city there.
So this is all being done, as you said, during this course of working with the state and a formal consent agreement. What part is the state playing in all of this?
Well, the state is sort of overseeing all this. It's important to note the consent agreement isn't really up and running yet. They've only named three of the 9-person financial advisory board. The two main new key positions that are to be created haven't been even created, let alone named yet. But there's always the idea that there's this watchful eye here, and if the city's spending seems to be going off the rails, the city could conceivably revoke the consent agreement and come in with an emergency manager.
What's the likelihood that this budget will actually get passed before the July 1st deadline?
Well, I think that the city council realizes they have to pass a budget, probably this one with some modifications, or else. And it's important to note that Governor Snyder said the other day he still wasn't satisfied that the city had an adequate sense of urgency. In other words, he was telling the mayor and the council to get serious about spending reductions, etc., or else.
Well, the governor is set to hold a town hall meeting, and he will presumably take questions about Detroit's finances. Politically speaking, how do you think the governor has been handling the situation?
Well, so far, up till now, Christina, he's probably handled it about as well as anybody can. He wants to avoid, certainly, any kind of civil unrest. He wants to avoid the city collapsing into bankruptcy or something like it. It's also important to note that the governor doesn't depend on any votes from the city. The city cast only a very small percentage, maybe 7% of the city vote. The governor got only 5% of vote in the city last time. So he's really concerned about what the rest of the state thinks about this and about what happens so far as it affects the rest of the state. So as of now, he's done a pretty good job, but the proof is going to be what happens 6 months and a year and 2 years from now.
All right, Jack, as always, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Christina.